It starts with Shabari Dekhi, Ram Griha Aaye. In the middle of the passage. Shabari Dekhi, Ram Griha Aaye. You can repeat also, because you have to. Shri Ram Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. राम गृह आए मुनि के बचन से मुझे जिय भाए सर से जलोचन जताम कुत सिर उर बन माला श्याम गौर सुंदर दो भाई सबरी परी चरण लपटाई प्रेम मगन मुख बचन न पुनि पद से रोज सिर नावा सादर जल ले चरण पखारे जय राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय राम श्री
राम जय राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय चंद्र की जय। शबरी देखी राम गृह आए। शबरी सॉ भगवान श्री राम हैड कम टू हर हाउस। तुलसीदास जी इज आल्सो वंडरफुल इन हिज प्रेजेंटेशन। व्हेनेवर आई टेक रामचरितमानस व्हेरेवर आई डू आई टेल प्लीज डोंट क्विकली रन ओवर एनी वर्ड दैट तुलसीदास जी चूजेस एंड आल्सो हिज अरेंजमेंट्स ऑफ वर्ड्स। ही इज अ जीनियस whenever it comes to poetry and placements of words and all. In the previous line, if you look just before that, it says, Shabari ke ashram pagu dhara. Bhagwan came to Shabari's ashram. And the very next line, Shabari dekhi ram griha aaye. Bhagwan Shri Ram had taken a vow not to go to anybody's house. Remember in the beginning when he left, one of the conditions was not to go to anybody's house. Therefore, when he had to go to Bali's palace, he sent Lakshman. He did not go. So here, Shabari ke ashram pagudhara means he considered Shabari's house to be an ashram. In other words, he interpreted it in the way in which he wanted to go there. It is somebody's house. He said, no, it's not a house, it's an ashram. I'm going. So, the very next line, Shabari saw Shri Ram had come to her house. She used to live in a little hut. The Guru used to live in an ashram. She used to go there and sweep the path and serve the Guru and all that sort of thing there. Matanga Rishi had an ashram there. But she was a woman. She was not allowed in the ashram. So, she will know what she has. She has a house. But Shri Ram, to bless the devotee, will even break his own words. And his words are, Raghukula riti sada chali aai, pran jai varu, bachan na jai. He'll die but not break his word. But when the devotion of the devotee is so powerful, the Lord is prepared to break his own words also. And he came to her house. Shabari dekhi Ram griha aaye. Then see how wonderful the next line is now. Shabari dekhi Ram griha aaye. Muni ke bachan samuji jiye bhai. Bhagwan Shri Ram himself appeared in front of her. And immediately she forgot her, Shri Ram, and her mind went to the Guru. How this tradition is so wonderful. Guru Govind dono khade. Kake lagu pai. Guru and Govind, they are both standing in front of us. Whose feet will prostrate to first? It says, Balihari Guru Apaki, Govind Dio Batai. We prostrate first to the Guru's feet. Because he is the one who shows, we'll tell whether that is Govind or not. And this tradition is so strong. Only Bhagwan is standing in front of her. Guru is not standing. The tradition is so strong that Lord alone is standing there. She doesn't have a choice to make, yet her mind goes to the Guru. Bhagwan ko chhod do. Thori der ke liye. Leave Bhagwan for some time. First let me think of Guru. Strong. Tulsidasji writes in Balkan in the beginning, Guru binu bhava nidhi tarai na koi, jau bhi ranchi sankar sam hoi. The person can never cross over this samsara without Guru. Even if he be the like of Brahma or Shiva, he cannot cross over this samsara without a Guru. How strong the tradition is with regard to having a Guru and love for the Guru and reverence for the Guru, worship of Guru and all that. So here the Lord appears and her mind goes to the Guru. She remembers what the Guru had said. But he had told her that you stay Bhagavan Sri Ram will come himself to bless you in this place. And lo, see, Lord had nothing to get from her. But devotion in Ram in Tulsi Ramayana is so strong that while the whole world is worshipping the Lord is worshipping his devotees. The Lord is having reverence for his devotees. Kabir Daji writes at one place. Kabir man nirmal bhaya jaisa ganga neer. Kabir has made his mind pure like the waters of the Ganga. Now, after making his mind pure, now he doesn't have to run after Bhagwan anymore. Now Bhagwan is running after him. He says, Tava paachi lag hari firai, kahe to Kabir Kabir. And he's calling, oh Kabir, wait, wait. So bhakti expressed in the tradition is like this. True one's bhakti, one can even bring the Lord at our behest. The Lord will seek us, follow us, look for us. It is said that the Lord looks for the heart of the devotee in which to rest. And the true devotee we are talking about. Huh? Not a pesky devotee. Yes. Pesky devotee means always going to the Lord, Prabhu, do this na. Prabhu, do that na. Prabhu, give me this na. Prabhu, give me that na. True devotee of the Lord is two. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa tells a nice story of two friends who were walking in the forest, and they saw some wild animal coming. So one of the friends said, oh, remember our guru said when we are in trouble we should pray to God, so let us start praying fast. The other devotee said, Are, why would you trouble Bhagwan for something which you can do yourself? That is a true devotee. Actually, he cares not about himself. He cares about Bhagwan. That is how you know who is a true devotee and who is a pesky devotee. Pesky devotee only cares about himself and he goes everything he wants from Bhagwan. Krishna and Arjuna were walking one day and they saw a sage sitting in a little touch hut. And he came out of his hut after some time and he got a blade of dried grass and he ate it. And he went back into his little hut. And outside the hut, he had a sword stuck in the sand. So Arjuna looked and he was confused. He said, Prabhu, what is this? He appears to be so compassionate that he doesn't even eat a live blade of grass. He waits until the grass has died. He doesn't want to kill even a blade of grass. He waits until it has died and then he eats it. Yet he has a sword stuck there. He's so compassionate, but why is he keeping a sword? So Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, let us go, we'll ask him. Why is keeping that sword? So they went there. Oh great sage, why? We understand that you're so compassionate, you don't kill even a blade of grass, but why are you keeping this sword? He said, I'm keeping this sword for two people. If I catch them, I'll cut off their head. Really? What they did so bad? They troubled my Lord. So if I catch them, I'll cut off their head. Who is that first person here? That first person is called as Draupadi. My Prabhu was way in Dwarka having his food. And she would not even leave him to have his food. She troubled him, calling him all the way to Hastinapur. He had to run bare feet. If I catch that Draupadi, I'll cut off her head. She only cares about herself, not about Prabhu. And who is that other person? That other person is Arjuna. He made a chariot of my Prabhu. If I catch it, Arjuna, I'll surely cut off his head. Arjuna said, yes, Mahatmaji, if I see him, I'll tell him. He ran away from there. He ran away from... Good. In those days, they never had CNN. So he never knew what Arjuna looked like. So, the true devotee, thinks not about his own welfare, but thinks about the welfare of Bhagwan. That is how we know. So the Shavari got up every day and thought only of Lord, because her guru had told her. And she went on sweeping that path, morning, noon, night, collecting fruits, waiting for him. Years had passed. Now she saw that he had come there, and her mind quickly went to that guru in reverence to the guru. Now, after thinking of the guru first, before Bhagwan, what she did, see next line is Sarasija Lochana Bahu Bisala Jata Mukuta Sira Urabanamala. She saw him. Sarasija Lochan. First thing she sees in this Rama is his eyes. When you see, first thing, eyes, means her eyes met his eyes. If you just go one kanda ahead and you see, Sugriv meets Bhagwan Sri Ram for the first time, and Tulsidasji switches the two words. Here, Sarasija Lochan Bahu Bisala. Sarasija Lochan, lotus eyes, Bahu Bisal, big long arms. There, Bhuja Pralamba Kanjaru Nalochan. Switches the word. Bhuja Bisal, huge long arms. When Sugriv sees Bhagwan for the first time, his eyes fall on his arms. And Sarvari sees him, her eyes fall on his eyes. Just switches the two words there. And actually, it indicates a most wonderful thing about all of us human beings. In this world, we see what we want to see. If you're going to buy a pair of shoes in downtown Atlanta, on your way there, you look at everybody's shoes. Isn't it? You say one like this. You go on seeing everybody's shoes, isn't it? That's how we see what we want to see in this world. So Shavari is one who was living on the fringes of society. Society had scorned her. Society had marginalized this being. Society had shown everything to her that was not good. Outcast, this, that, the other things, you know. That guru had shown compassion, and the guru told that Sri Ram himself will come to show compassion. The eyes beam compassion. Compassion's beam through the eyes. So her eyes fell on his eyes first. She was looking for compassion. There are many people in the world who look for love and compassion like that, you know. So Sugriv was looking for protection, because Bali was on his heels his whole life to kill him. So his eyes fell on his arms, the arms of protection. So, our mind and senses are always out looking and seeking those things which we want. So, Sarasija Lochan, lotus eyes, the eyes of compassion. Jatamukuta Sira Urabana Mala, wearing wild flowers, mala made of wild flowers, and his hair in jata. Syama Gaura Sundara Do Bhai, two brothers, one dark in color and the other one fair in color. Savari Pari Charan Lapatai, she fell on their feet and embraced their feet for such a long time. Prema Magana Mukha Bachana Na Awa, she was so drowned in love that no words could come to her mouth. Her mouth just closed up without words. When there is true love, really, what can words do? Where would words fall in the middle of an ocean of love? There is no place for words also. So she couldn't talk. Puni puni pada saroj sirinava. Again and again, she bowed her head to their feet. Sadar jalalai charana pakhare puni sundar asana baithare. She brought sadar jal. Tulsidasi writes, it is said that Sri Ram, if you look at this Ramayana, three times it is mentioned that his feet were washed. A Janak Jagpur, in Janakpur, see Janakji Maharaj had washed his feet during that wedding ceremony. And then crossing Ganga, that Kewat had washed his feet. And now, Shabari is washing his feet. Those are the three times mentioned. There, our Janakji Maharaj had washed his feet with rose water from a golden vessel, it is said. Golden vessel. Then our Kewat washed his feet with Ganga Jal, because he was right there on Ganga Par. Ganga Jal, on a wooden vessel. And here Shabari washes his feet with her own hands, no vessel, and tears. Sadar Jal means, Sadar means so much of love and respect and reverence she had for him, that tears came from her eyes. Otherwise, what is Sadar Jal? Sadar means respectful Jal. It also means, you could say, simple Jal. But Sadar, Tulsidaji chooses that word. Puni Sundar Asan, and then put him to sit on a seat, on a most beautiful seat that she had made. Kanda Moola Phala Surasa Ati De Rama Kahu Ani. She brought all fruits and roots and bulbs and all simple sweet fruits. I once asked a saint, when Tulsidaji doesn't write, that she tasted the fruits. So how we say that she tasted, because it's not written there? Well, two things he said. One is, it is written elsewhere. Not written here. Elsewhere it is written that she tasted those fruits before giving to him. And even here, if you read well, Kandamula Phala Surasa. Surasa means they were sweet. How did she know? Yeah, how did she know that they were sweet? She would have tasted them, isn't it? So Tulsidaji puts that word there because people have that question. She ate those fruits and then gave to him? So he likes to stay away from such difficult questions. So he puts a word there that can be interpreted either way. They were sweet fruits. How did she know they were sweet? Well, she tasted them. You'll have to surmise that. Prema sahit Prabhu khaye barambar bakhani. Again and again, Bhagwan Shri Ram ate those fruits and again he spoke about them. It is said, I read in Tulsidashi's Vinaya Patrika, that he had gone to somebody's house and they served him something. And then somebody asked, how is it, Prabhu? He said, the one I had at Shabari's house was better. I mean, barambar bakhani means again and again he spoke wherever he went. He always referred to those fruits. And it is not so much the fruits, but the love with which the fruits were served. Yes. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. Bhaktya, with bhakti, devotion, love. That is what the Lord is looking for. Then,
Pani chori aage bhai thadi Prabhu hi bilo ki priti ati baadhi Kehi vidhya stuti ka अधम जाति में जद मति भारी अधम ते अधम अधम अति नारी दिन मह में मति मंद कह रघुपति जाति पाति कुल धर्म बड़ाई धन बल परिजन गुण चतुराई भगति हीन नर सो बिनु जल बारिद देखिए जैसा नव था भगति कहो तो ही पाही सावधान सुनो धरो मन माही
पानी जोरी आगे भई ठारी प्रभु ही भी लोकी प्रीति अति बाढ़ी विथ फोल्डेड हैंड्स शी स्टूड बिफोर हिम एंड Her heart overflowing with love, Tulsidas, she described. She said, Kehi bhi di astuti karau tumhari. In which way can I ever praise you? No matter how many praises we sing for Prabhu, for the Lord, that falls like nothing in front of this limitless being. Na? Think about an ant worshipping Himalayas. A little ant. I think if you look from here, you don't even see him. But Bhagavan is so wonderful also that he never misses any bit of true devotion which a devotee expresses. No matter how insignificant that we may be. See, our existence in this universe is like zero. Eh? Zero existence. See, universe is infinite, na? Limitless. Even our earth, see the size of this earth. This earth in this limitless expanse is non-existent. Non-existent actually. And I am occupying this minuscule part of this earth. If earth itself in this vast expanse is non-existent, what about my existence? And then there's this little being expressing some devotion for the Lord who is beyond this limitless universe also. So where does my devotion feature? Yet the Lord, in his greatness and his compassion and his love, he takes time to notice my devotion, if that devotion is true. How much compassion he has. So here, Shabari stood before him and folded hands, she herself is asking, in which way can I ever praise you? No praise that I can ever give to you will do justice to your grandeur and greatness and magnificence. It can never equal your greatness. And then not only that, adama jati me jaramati bhari. I am in every way, she thinks to herself. This is a most wonderful thing. We may have ways of estimating ourselves, but Bhagavan has his ways of estimating, you know. She thinks to herself that she is in every way unqualified to praise him. Adhama jati. I belong to some low caste, she thinks to herself. Main jaramati bhari. So dull with it. In my mind. Adhamate adhama ati nari. I am woman also. She feels that she's not qualified because she's a woman. Tinamahamay mati manda aghari. And so dull in my mind that I am not qualified even to praise you. And this is, society actually does this to human beings, which is a very sad thing. Every period in society does this. Huh? And on all societies, not only Hindu society falls prey to these type of things, but there, in every society, there are people who are pushed, like, outside and made to feel as though they don't belong and this and that sort of thing. All societies has its ways of doing that. There are certain places, if you go in Hollywood, even now, you cannot buy a house. The agents will see to it that you do not get a house there. That this is for only certain type of people. That happens everywhere. They look, there are certain people that even Indra and Agni and all of them, they protest if they come to Swarga. They go to Bhagwan and say, how you can allow this person to come here, you know? And Ajamil went there, they went and protested. Nah. So, not only in our earth, Swarga also, they are these type. They protest. So here, Shabari is made to feel in this way because of social rules and boundaries, walls and all that sort of thing. Our Rabindranath Tagore has written at one place, you'll be remembering some of his poem where he said, we are all divided up by narrow domestic walls. We have narrow domestic walls between us. You know, some stay on this side and some stay on that side. It causes weakness in a society. Anyway, she was the victim of that. It happened. So now she's expressing this in her words. But Bhagwan tells a very nice thing. See, so this is social rules, society's rules, and here now Bhagwan's rules. So you'll decide which one is better, which one you like. Bhagwan says, Kaha Raghupati, he said, Sunu Bhamini, what a nice name also. Saints and sages of India, they love this name, Bhamini. Yeah, Prabhu Sri Ram calls her Bhamini. Yeah, nobody else he calls Bhamini in Ramayana. Bhamini means one who shines. Shines, that means shines in every regard. She shines as a human being. She shines as a devotee. She shines as a seeker of God. It means she's outstanding. She supersedes. She excels as a devotee of God. Bhamini. Bhai in Sanskrit means to shine. Manu ek bhagati karanata. I only respect one relationship, and that is the relationship of devotion. So between you and I recognize only one thing, devotion. In other words, jati means your caste, pati mean your lineage and all whatever such thing. Jati, pati, kula, your family. Dharma means all your, you may have done so much of yajnas in your life or whatever it is. I really never look at all of those things. See, suppose you did 25,000 yajnas but you don't love me. That is not worth anything to me. This is what the Lord means to say. Or you belong to this caste or that caste but you don't love me. It means nothing to. These are his rules now. Dhan, bal, parijan, gun, chaturai. How much money we have. Or how strong we are. Sometimes not only physical strength, but I may have political power. Like that. That's power also. So I respect none of those things as I respect love. Parijan, how many people I know. Or my connections. I have a lot of connections, even in Washington. Like that. One policeman stopped a lady. And he said, well, madam, you give me a driver's license. You are speeding, I have to give you a ticket. So when he looked at his driver's license, on the photograph, she was wearing glasses. So he said, oh, you're supposed to be wearing glasses. No, you know you're not wearing glasses. She said, officer, I have contacts. He said, I don't care who you know, I'm still giving you this ticket. That's called parijan. I have contacts here, contacts there. I know so many people. Like that. Bhagavan doesn't respect any of these things. Guna, chaturai. Guna means all. See, suppose you have developed discipline. It's guna, na? discipline is good or not? Discipline is good, but a person can be a disciplined burglar also. No. As a matter of fact, burglars are more disciplined than ordinary people. Now, haven't you heard now they're saying it's called as organized crime? They are the only people who are really organized. It's an amazing world we are living in. Even the government is not so organized. As a matter of fact, those are the people who are not organized at all. You know? Because everything is always going wrong there. So, guna, I mean, the discipline is there. They're very good. But if that, along with that discipline, love for Bhagwan is not there. So guna, I don't recognize guna unless that thing is accompanied with deep reverence and love for me, you see? That's what he means to say. Chaturai means his mind is sharp. He's slick. Some people are like that. But slick in what? He knows which stock to buy. Which will go up and which will go down. His mind is very sharp. But what that has to do with Bhagwan? He doesn't care which stock you buy and how good you are in the stock market or slick with whatever it is. That is what he means to say. So he cares about none of those things. These are his rules. Bhagati hi na nara sohi kaise? A person without devotion is like what? He says. Binu jala bhariti dekhiya jaise. There's like a cloud without water. What is the use of that cloud? A cloud in the sky that cannot give water. You cannot even, I don't know if you call it a cloud even. Its purpose is, it amounts to zero. Navada bhakti kahau tohi pahi saavadhan sunu dharumana mahi. Now he says, I'm going to tell you 9 types of devotion. Carefully listen. Saavadhan sunu dharumana mahi. And take them in your mind and reflect on them. Bhagwan himself tells now, see.
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Pratham Bhagati Santar Kar Sangha Dusari Rati Mam Katha Prasangha Chauti bhagati mama unagana Karai kapatita jigan siyavar ram chandra Sharanam sitarama Mantra japa mama hrida vishwasa Pancham bhajan subed prakasa Chat dam sila virati bahu karma Nirat nirantar sajjan dharma Satav sammohi maya jag dekha Mote sant adhik kari lekha आतव जथा लाभ संतोषा सपने उनै देखै पर दोषा न नवम सरल सब सन छलही ना मम भरोस ही हर्षन दीना नवम हु एक जिनके होई नारी पुरुष सचराचर कोई सोई अतिशय प्रिय भामिनी मोरे सकल प्रकार भगति दृढ़ तोरे राम जय राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय राम जय जय सब गाए श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम जय जय राम
सियावर रामचंद्र की जय नवधा भक्ति कहो तो ही पाही आई एम गिविंग यू दिस नाइन फॉर्म्स ऑफ डिवोशन ही सेज नाउ लिसन And how? Savdhan. Suno. Savdhan means listen very carefully, he says. And what do you need for Bhagwan to tell Shabari? Such a great devotee and Bhagwan is standing in front of her. She will listen carefully or not. But when Bhagwan comes in the world, he comes not only to teach Shabari or to tell anything to Shabari, to bless Shabari, he also comes to teach all of us. So Savdhan Suno means that is for us. Lord is speaking. Because he knows what? We never listen. This is human beings. There are several types of listeners. You know, one listener, it hits the air and there seems to be some rubber inside. It bounces off like that. The second type of human being, it goes through the air and comes out. Other side. And some, it is said, it goes through this air and comes out through mouth. Never goes. Inside, Guru Dev says, one rare person, it will go through the air and go inside. So Bhagavan tells, Savdhan Suno. Listen very carefully. Means take it to heart. Listen with your whole personality. Be part of it. You know, be with it, whatever is going on there. Otherwise, we are in the habit of not listening. Three fellas met up in the park, you know. So one told the other one, while they met in the middle of the park there, my! It is windy today. That other one said, no, it is Thursday today. One said, it's windy. The other one said, it is Thursday. The third one said, yes, yes, I am also thirsty. Better go get something to drink. So what people listen and what they hear, and you don't know. Savdhan Suno. I'm going to tell you the 9 types of devotion. Prathama Bhagati Santana Karasanga. The first type of devotion. See, this Navada Bhakti is very famous in Bhagavad Puran. There are 9 types of devotion also listed there. Na? So that's why that 9 number has become very famous because of Bhagavad Puran. Tulsidashi has drawn exhaustively from Bhagavad Puran. If you read Bhagavad Puran and Bhagavad Gita, these 2 sources he has drawn so much profusely from them. So, first type of devotion, Sangha. Sangha means association with saints, Santana. Having association with saints, wherever saints have anything going on, wherever they are present, to be in their company. In sadhu, sadhu log. It is said at the end of Mahabharata war, that Yudhishthira was doing a huge yajna. And in that yajna, he had taken a sankalp that he'll feed everybody in the kingdom. He'll give a meal to everybody in the kingdom. And so he made sure that everybody got there. And when it was about to conclude, they got news that some sadhu, he was sitting at the edge of the forest, he did not come to eat any meal. So they thought, no, but this yajna will not be complete. Sankalpa is a we'll feed everybody. Better go bring him quickly. Feed him. Sadhu said he is not coming.
So they thought, oh, that doesn't want to come. How will complete this yajna?
So Arjuna said, okay, I will go and bring him. Because they have just sent some ordinary person to bring him, you know. Now Arjuna himself said, I will go. He went there and he tried everything to bring this sadhu. And sadhu also, he cannot force him, you know. He had to convince him. Sadhu said, he's not coming. He said, but I am Arjuna, you know, of the Pandava. I came to invite you. He said, who is Arjuna? I do not go to anybody's house to eat. I sit here.
Arjuna also came back dejected. He said, I tried everything. Then that Draupadi said, I'll go.
Yudhishthir smiling. Arjuna could not bring him. You will bring him? Draupadi? She said, I'll try.
So Draupadi went there and she told a most wonderful thing to this saint. She said, I have heard from our forefathers, you know, from the old people, that every footstep a person takes to meet a saint is like 100 yajnas. Oh, that saint had also given a message to Arjuna. He had also told Arjuna, unless you can give me the punya karma of 100 yajnas, I will not come there. That was the condition. So Draupadi went and told, I heard that every footstep a person takes towards going to a saint and worshipping a saint is like a yajna. And I have taken 5,000 footsteps to reach here. You take your 100 yajnas and come. And he came. Every footstep we take in that direction is like a yajna. This is how the ancients speak about having the company of saints or worshipping saints. So, having the company of saints, it is the first type of devotion he mentions to her. Sangha. And one more thing. Do you know? When he says Sangha of saint, there are several things which are involved there. Bhagwan Shri Krishna tells Arjuna that you have to approach a saint. And he tells what you are supposed to do also. That vidhi, know that reality, know God by pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. Upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninaha tattvadarshinaha. That describes saint there. A jnani or tattvadarshinaha, one who sees reality. Right? So he said, when we approach, he tells what we have to do there. Pranipatena. We go there and we prostrate. Then, sevaya, we do seva and pariprashnena. So these things that when we meet a saint, we are supposed to do. And in these things also, there are rules. Vidhi, we are supposed to follow. You just, not any question you ask. You are supposed to ask questions. You don't go and ask the saint to, where did he get his lungi from? You bought that lungi in Delhi or Mumbai? What type of question is that? Pariprashnina means you ask question about reality. See, satsang is a very technical thing in Sanskrit also. You have to think over that. You go there to have satsang. And what makes it satsang? What makes it satsang is what you speak about when you get there. Satsang is determined by what you speak about. You go there and you ask, where did you get that lungi? It is not satsang. You go there and you ask some question about Bhagwan. Then it becomes satsang. You go and you talk. See, human beings, this is a truism. Something which is true about human beings. We love to talk about ourselves. Human beings love nothing else more than talking about themselves. Look here. If you see the newspaper and you see so many pictures there, do you take time to look at those pictures? But if you see your picture, We cut it out also after seeing that. And we go and get laminate. We laminate that thing and we keep it. We love nothing more than ourselves. So if you go there and we talk anything about ourselves, that thing is called a kusang. We go there and we talk about Bhagwan, it is called as satsang. So when we approach any saint, that is what we should. Pariprashnena, we ask about Bhagwan. Sevaya, do seva for him, like that. Pratama bhagati santana kara sangha. Dusari rati mama katha prasanga. Second, dusari means second. Dusari rati mama katha prasanga. Reveling in my katha. This katha of mine, that katha of mine. And how the Lord... See, you know what is the best one to revel in? The one that seemed controversial. Bhagwan Sri Ram sent away Sitaji to the forest. He shot Bali from hiding behind a tree. There's a lot of katha also. Revel in those. Now you sit there and you think about every possible reason why what the Lord did was correct. What people do? Listen, don't. Why what the Lord did was wrong? Your mind is going down the wrong alley. What he did was wrong. And I'm going to prove show from every angle what he did was wrong. Shankaracharya writes in his Vivek Churamani, one of the qualities of a true spiritual seeker, an aspirant, is that he should develop what is called as uha poha vichakshanaha. Vichakshanaha means a deep insight, a well-developed intuitive or intellectual insight, right? About what? Or capability of the intellect. About what? When you see a statement in scripture, developing that dexterity and capability to show how that thing is correct and has valid meaning, rather than to show how it has invalid meaning. It is not valid. It is not pertinent. Or it is not useful to me. That if the Rishi has said it, if the scripture has documented it, that means something is there. I have to see. And much more so, if the Lord has enacted a particular leela, who is the Lord of the universe? So then you know better than the Lord then. If I question that thing, that means to say, I know better than this infinite Lord. You know, one more thing is that wonderful. This is most wonderful. When I think like this, it is amazing how the Lord, since He is the director of all things in the universe, Yantra Rudhani, He's in Bhagavad Gita, He says he's like the machine inside making everything happen. He's even making people doubt His own katha. Kaisa lila? How is this lila? But the person gets tied up in that thing. And he goes on all his life. He holds Bhagwan in mind. He thinks the Lord has done something wrong. So spend your life trying to justify what the Lord has done. And let me tell you one more thing. Look here. If you spend your life trying to show what He has done is wrong, in any case, He has done it already. Second thing, you or nobody else could change that, isn't it? And third thing, if you waste your 80 years trying to show how He is wrong, one more lifetime you have wasted. You should see, the Lord in His infinite wisdom chose to act in that way because of a certain reason. Now, your work is to try to find out the reason. Not to go on criticizing. See, one simple thing I just heard recently, somebody was telling. Well, sometime I heard. What is that? You know this world? There is nobody who escapes blame in this world. Everybody will get some blame or the next, isn't it? No matter whatever good thing you do, somebody is there in this world to blame you. And what is Dhobi? He was speaking about Sitaji. And do you know, it was not only Dhobi who was speaking. There was talk going on in the society. Because in those days, rules were different. So there was talk going on. So only a Dhobi is mentioned. But talk was going on among the common people. What a most wise choice the Lord made by sending her away. Till this day, 10,000 years later, all the talk has shifted from Sitaji to Ram. Everybody blamed Ram, and the talk about Sitaji, everybody forgot. Wise choice or not? All this chit-chat thing about, you know, talking bad about Sitaji, the whole world sees talks good about Sitaji. Poor thing, she was sent away to forest. Everybody feels sorry for her. And he took the blame on himself. So it's just a simple thing. The Lord may have enacted this Leela just for that simple reason, isn't it? So that nobody will ever blame her. They will blame him. If that is the effect which has resulted, and it has happened such a nice way, that she is left blemishless, stainless, he has achieved his goal. So like this, no, I've just given one reason why he could have enacted a Leela like that. So, but reveling in the Lord's Leela, this is what the second type of devotion. Everything that the Lord did, it is said, when he walked on that dusty path to go to the forest, the dust which touched his feet, they glittered. After his touch, the dust glittered. And the other dust which was just beside, they were jealous. The Lord just touched me. Touched these dust, and look at, we are standing just nearby. How all his Leela? When they build a bridge to Lanka, this wide, the ocean creatures thought, when the Lord comes, takes avatar, he never comes in the ocean. He's always on land. They all came, and they lined up along that bridge. They formed a bridge that was 10 times bigger than this bridge. Monkeys and bears, they were walking on those creatures, crossing. So all ocean creatures came there to feast their eyes on this Prabhu. How all kathas he enacts to just take one of them and to go on reveling in that. That is the meaning of Dusari Rati Mama Katha Prasanga. Second type of devotion is reveling in his katha. Take anyone. And I have told you the Bali Prasang also. Go on seeing how what he did was the most appropriate thing to do. Alright. No, we only have one more. We'll finish. We have seven more types of devotion. We'll finish tomorrow. Let us chant a little bit, then we'll have aarti. Yesterday we chanted. See, simple words, you can all repeat. Karunanidhan Prabhu Shri Ram. Prabhu Shri Ram Karuna Nidhan Prabhu Shri Thank you. भरत प्राण हरि प्रिय रघुराम भरत प्राण हरि प्रिय रघुराम करुणा निधान करुणानिधान प्रभु श्रीराम दशरथ नंदन संत जन रंजन दशरथ नंदन संत जन रंजन माया प्रेरक मोक्ति प्रदायक माया प्रेरक मोक्ति प्रदायक करुणा निधान प्रभु श्रीराम करुणा निधान प्रभु श्रीराम करुणा निधान प्रभु श्रीराम करुणा निधान प्रभु श्रीराम
सियावर रामचंद्र की जय। आरती के लिए सब करें बजाइए।